Hi everyone, it's Judy. Welcome back to the On Track podcast. Today we talk to Masha Petrova, the VP of Brand Marketing here at Altium. Masha and her team have recently launched a new mini documentary series called Altium Stories. In these videos, they highlight the stories of innovators and designers who make incredible products that impact our world. None of this is about Altium, and it's really all about designers like you that create amazing products that change the world. So lean and enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side. Welcome to Altium's On Track podcast, where we talk to leaders about PCB design, tackling subjects ranging from schematic capture all the way to the manufacturing floor. I'm your host, Judy Warner. Please listen in every week and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast apps. And be sure to check out the show notes at altium.com/podcast, where you can find great resources and multiple ways to connect with us on social media. Well, Masha, welcome. So glad to have you on the podcast today and share what you're doing here at Altium.
Oh, Judy, thank you so much. And it's just such a pleasure to be here on the On Track podcast today.
I know. How about that? So before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about your title and role and what you're doing here at Altium?
Sure. So I'm the new VP of Brand Marketing here at Altium. And my role basically involves helping to define how we as a company, as Altium, present ourselves to our customers, to our partners, and to the rest of the world.
Yeah, enviable job. I love what you're doing. So you do not look like our typical engineering demographic, but I know you have a background in engineering. So you can tell us like what sent you down that.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment. Yeah.
Thank you. So I am a recovering engineer, as you might say. So I grew up in Moscow, Russia, back before the Soviet Union broke apart. And my dad was a chemist, my mom was a doctor, and then my grandfather was actually an aerospace engineer. And so he worked on some really, really neat things during the space race between Russia and US. And he actually helped develop the orbit for Sputnik, the first satellite in space, to make sure the Sputnik doesn't actually fall, you know, come crashing down on Earth. So I was really into just kind of that conversations about aerospace engineering and science were always around me. And I was really into science fiction. So Soviet Union had really great science fiction authors. A lot of them have not been translated, but they should be.
Yeah. I love science fiction too, but I didn't realize that you guys had your own body of work.
Yes, yes. So Soviet Union had some excellent science fiction writers, and I was just addicted to reading USSR sci-fi back in the day. There's no computers, there's no, you know, iPads when I was growing up, there's no food half the time, really. So there was a lot of reading that I could do, and I decided when I was six that I was going to be an astronaut, well, cosmonaut, and then moving here, an astronaut. And I figured, okay, well, the path to being an astronaut is to become an engineer. And so I went to University of Delaware for my undergrad, was in mechanical engineering. And then I figured, okay, to become an astronaut, I got to go get a PhD. So my PhD was from UC San Diego in aerospace engineering. And then I kind of decided, you know, maybe I don't want to like blow up a space shuttle. and went to work for a software company as a developer.
Okay. So did you get dissuaded by the space shuttle explosion?
When a little bit, yeah.
A little, yeah, that's kind of frightening, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, having now have a PhD in engineering, which is very impressive, how did you end up becoming a marketer?
A marketer? You know, it's funny. I get a lot of questions from engineers who ask me, like, wow, you could have done so much with your life. What happened? And I think, honestly, it's a challenge for me. So, you know, I think of it as in engineering, you have your test systems, right? Whether it's test bench or it's a computer where you're testing something or simulating something. And then you have your inputs and outputs. You kind of know where the sources of error are, but your mechanism that you're working with, your test bench, is typically unchanged. It's pretty controlled environment. Mm-hmm. So marketing to me is kind of like a huge experiment, right? You're always testing things. You're testing what works, what doesn't, what images work, what colors work, what words work, to get a response that you need from from your audience. Mm-hmm. And the only difference is, unlike engineering, your test bench is not a controlled environment. It's people. We're all constantly changing. So complex mm-hmm. compared to mm-hmm. you know, anything you find in a lab or in a right. computer. And to me, that's really challenging. And so I'm a people person, and so I decided that I wanted, I guess, do experiments on people. That sounds bad. but in a good way, you know, in a constructive way.
Yeah.
So I love what I do.
Well, it sounds like you're like a lifetime learner too, right? So you don't want sort of that ceiling of learning, right? So with the environment always changing, it, I'm sure that it, and I actually feel the same exact way.
Obviously, yeah, you're the same way.
I
yeah.
am the same way. I went from, you know, hardware background to marketing, which is a very counterintuitive path. Uh-huh. But I'm also a people person, and I like the challenge of the elements mm-hmm. not always being fixed. So yeah, I share that with you. So you've launched a new initiative here relative to brand marketing called Altium Stories, which is near and dear to my heart because I'd like to think that I helped develop the first Altium Stories.
Yeah, so, you did. You helped quite a bit.
And so tell us about what Altium Stories is, first of all.
Altium Stories is a new project that we just recently launched here at Altium. It's just very exciting. And it's a new YouTube channel called Altium Stories on YouTube that's dedicated specifically to telling the stories of our users and our customers. They're not any kind of Altium advertisements. They're not testimonials. They truly are documentary short films, 3 to 5 minutes long, about really cool technology and just neat stories that our customers or technology that our customers bring to the world.
So I will make sure that I put the YouTube, the Altium Stories YouTube link in the show notes. So for you who are listening, you can go check that out later because they are really impressive. So how many stories have you captured so far? And what are some of the neat or interesting ones that sort of stand out to you?
Sure. So we just launched this project just a couple of months ago. I think there's 5 or 6 stories up there now. Some of our recent ones have been really fun, and I know you helped quite a bit with them. One of the examples is Core, which is a startup company that you worked with in the past that developed a meditation device that you hold and that gives you biometric feedback to indicate to you whether you're in meditative state or not and kind of help you meditate. So it's great, described to me by Core as kind of like meditation and sports training kind of mixed together
right.
in a way.
That's
so they have an awesome story, and how they developed the product is so fun and exciting. Another company that we just filmed is VPI, which is an engineering services firm out in Utah. And they actually have their own product in addition to being an engineering services company. Mm. And it's a radiation detection company. So it was really fun. We walked around downtown Salt Lake City with them and kind of measured radiation and granite off of the Capitol building and bananas and sushi and things like that. So they have their own product. They're also, you know, just doubling in size, I think, this year because they're growing very fast. And they're a huge supporter of Altium. They have they're running the largest Altium user group out in Utah, in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So we're really thankful to them for that. But again, the filming was not any kind of Altium testimonial. It was just to show these really neat products that they're developing. I mean, a radiation detection device that could, they were telling me a story how the police sometimes uses it, and they would be just driving with this device in the car, and all of a sudden the device would go off and there'd be a parked car somewhere on the side. And it turns out in the parked car, there was someone who just went through a cancer treatment or chemotherapy treatment.
Oh, wow.
And so, or like some sort of a thyroid treatment. And so they were actually radioactive. And so
That's
these devices
wild.
Can actually detect the radiation. So things like that are so cool. These are customers who are defining sort of the future of mm-hmm. technology and of our world in a way.
Yeah.
Piano Arc is another awesome example, the world's first piano arc. Mm-hmm. we were talking, that was a funny story as well. So Dave Starkey, who is the main engineer on the project, is a really fun guy to watch. Mm-hmm. I highly encourage everyone to take a look at Piano Arc Altium Story. He was talking about how they developed this piano. It's got several, I think two more octaves than a regular piano does. And Lady Gaga actually tours with this piano. So,
and it's circular, right?
It's circular. Right. Yeah, it's very neat. And so when we were doing the Ultimate Story on Piano Arc, we've put in some images of Lady Gaga into the story just from the internet.
Right.
And at one point, Piano Arc folks called me and said, hey, you need to talk to Lady Gaga's tour director and just clear that with her. And here's the number. So I was on the phone with the Lady Gaga's, you know, trying to get him on the phone. He didn't actually ever talk to me, but trying to get him on the phone. I was working here at one point. And my boss came up and was trying to talk to me, and I said, hold off, I'm with Gaga's people. I can't talk to you right now. So that was a fun story as well.
Yeah.
And then we've got some exciting new stories coming out. There's one coming out this week with Joe Grant, which I know you've had on the podcast as well.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Who is like a super hacker. Super hacker of hardware, and filming him was just absolute blast. We got a chance to go and visit his training course in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And it was him and three other instructors that work with him who were showing how to hack all kinds of hardware with 3D printers and all kinds of crazy stuff. We were not allowed to film anybody's faces. We weren't allowed to ask anyone's name or who they work for, the people in the class, because these guys actually help governments and companies with cybersecurity.
Right.
So that was fun, and I got a chance to, they invited me to like this hacker party in this house in Silicon Valley that was just like a startup, totally startup like house where all these hackers kind of were hanging out, and I was lucky enough to be invited. And it was sort of like I was telling you, like being inside the Marvel comic book, you know, everybody had their own superpower. So there's a hacker who could, you know, hack elevators, and another one's specialty was, you know, hardware hacking with these things that look like Apple, you know, plugs just from the Apple store, but except they were customized that they can remote control the computers and crazy things like that. All public, these guys all have like three lawyers each to make sure that they're, you know, safe and clear. And
well, and I was fascinated when Joe was on the podcast, how he was talking about the difference between, what did I know about hackers, right? The white hat and black hat hacking, and that the white hat, which is what these guys are, really, they're helping companies, like, say, if you can hack an elevator. So you work with elevator companies to prevent people from hacking your systems or your hardware or, you know, any of that. So it's actually keeping people safe, right? Mm-hmm. Or protecting against cyber. I mean, there's so many things that can be hacked. So they're actually teaching them how things can be hacked to hacker-proof them. So it's wild to me that there's this whole subculture, and I'll share that podcast in the show notes below in case you guys missed it, because it's fascinating. And he actually had like, he's a historical figure, like
he had to testify in front of the grand jury back in the day, and
in front of the Senate or the Congress or something. Anyways,
yeah,
I know
why we're
crazy.
You and I are not in politics.
I know so it's wild. So anyways, I'll share that below. So what a great story. I can't wait to see that one. What other stories were?
And isn't it amazing how our customers range from, I mean, just like these super hackers to musical instruments to meditation devices to, I mean, pretty much every large company in the world that has anything to do with electronics uses Altium.
Right.
I was at the Innovation Center at Jabil, which is a huge multi-billion-dollar manufacturing services company.
Huge.
Yeah, and you know they love Altium and use Altium. And they were showing me one of their divisions is kind of containers for those little pods that you put in your dishwashing machine or your washing machine. They actually help develop the technology like for those pods and how they. The jar closes or something like that.
Wow.
And I was on Target the other day and I saw it and I'm like, hey, I know how that's made. That's one of our customers. So, you know, just such a huge range. Another video or story that we have coming out is with Houston Mechatronics.
Yes.
These guys are a really neat company that's developing this underwater robot that looks like one of those transformers that you see like
100%.
In the movies. This thing like folds out under the water. It's got arms and legs and assemble things underwater. And that's one of our customers as well. So that's one of our stories that's coming out. They're going to be testing the robot in the NASA pool. So we get to film underwater in NASA pool. And that's going to be part of the team stories.
They're fabulous. I'll share the YouTube link of their video, but you'll want to see the one that Mosh and her team produces, because it'll be
fun.
It'll be really interesting.
Yeah. And what about Sarcos Robotics, who
Sarcos,
I know friends of yours?
Oh my gosh. So our friend Tom Holbrook. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Tom's the designer, one of the PCB designers there. And they also look like Transformers, or they always remind me of like the
Iron
Matrix.
Iron Man. It's like a, you know,
it's
suit that you put on and makes you.
Exoskeleton.
It's literally the Iron Man suit. It's the
that makes you
it.
Like superhuman in strength.
Yes.
So I'll share this link too. So Tom had shared with me, they were just at CES in Vegas and were getting all kinds of press and attention, but they signed a partnership with Delta Airlines. So think about all the freight and the airplane repair and all these sort of hazardous jobs that airline employees face. Well, with the exoskeleton, they can pick up, you know, enormous amounts of weight by wearing this exoskeleton. It is so cool, you guys. Straight out of science fiction, right?
Like, it's the beginnings of the Iron Man suit.
I'm telling
you. So cool. Or, you know, Arduino. So some of you in the makerspace maybe messed around with Arduino. Maybe you have kids that kind of play around with their Arduino kits. So Arduino is one of our customers, partners that we're working with. We have got an Altium story coming up about Arduino we're super excited about.
Can't
so that's coming
wait
up soon
for
as
that
well.
One.
Yeah.
See, my geeky self just wants to see all these new
fun.
Videos. So how often, so how many are done right now, Masha?
So I think that there's 6 or 7, I believe, out already.
Okay, they're published.
And yes, published. And we're looking, or we're aiming for about 2, or at least 2 new stories a month.
Okay.
And again, these are short. They're 3 to 5 minutes long. They're fun to show to your kids, too. Like,
totally.
If you have kids
they're
that you're
so inspirational.
Trying to get into, you know, electronics or just electrical engineering or any kind of technology, you know, I show my kids stories all the time, and they're like, wow, that's really cool. Your company is like helps do that?
Yeah, I know.
So they're super fun to just kind of share.
So how are you finding these stories and collecting them? Because obviously our customer base is huge. So how do you go about identifying and finding these?
Yeah. Well, first of all, of course, thanks to you, Judy. Step number one is we talk to you, right? You talk to our customers quite a bit and to our user base, thanks to Altium Live and all of your involvement with the community. But also just reaching out to customers. Sometimes I go through our CRM system and randomly pick out companies and just reach out to them. Because these stories, again, they're not an Altium testimonial. They truly are a story about your company and you as a designer or you as a CEO.
Yeah.
And so, you know, us reaching out to our customer base, but also now that the word's getting out that this is what we're doing, we're going to continue to do this Altium Stories project for at least the next year. We're going to do a lot more promotion behind it. So basically, as a company, you're getting a lot of exposure and promotion behind.
Yeah, it's like a free marketing video for them.
Exactly.
Right.
So if we have any customers or users of Altium who would like to be featured in our Altium Stories, please reach out and you'll put my contact information.
Yes, so if you have a story out there, go watch Altium Stories. If you have a story, feel free to contact Masha. I'll put her email below in the, which all of our emails are pretty much the same. It's masha.petrova@altium.com. I'll put it in the show notes along with her LinkedIn profile. So if you've got some inspiring tale, give us a shout or give Masha a shout and she'll get back to you on that. You know, if I were listening to the podcast, I'd kind of want to be saying, well, isn't that cute? You know, why are you doing this, you guys?
It is cute. Like, it's a cute,
you know,
it's a cute
I'm
project.
Being tongue in cheek, but like, I kind of, I see those, you know, left brain engineering kind of rolling their eyes like, you know, this is kind of fluffy. Why would Altium take the time to do this? I think I know the answer, but I'd like to hear it from you and your perspective.
Yeah, and not just take the time, but spend quite a bit of money. So our videographers, we're working with an award-winning filmmaker, documentary filmmaker, who literally was, you know, won awards and presented at South by Southwest and was invited to, what's that big film?
Like cons
show?
Or? Sundance?
Sundance. Okay. Yeah, so actually was invited to Sundance. And of course, Ben, who is sitting behind the camera here, who is absolutely awesome, who produces these podcasts. So we have a pretty strong team of creatives behind these stories, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the reason is because, you know, Altium really is a very customer-centric, user-centric brand. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways we want to show our kind of gratitude to the community, mm-hmm. And just kind of make people aware of the kind of amazing things that are being built by this new technology,
yeah,
is through these Altium stories. So it's almost like a service, public service.
Yeah.
In a way, I mean, obviously, Altium brand is attached to it, but really it's just getting the word out there about what electronics could do. This is the future of our world.
Our world, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Technology is helping to mm-hmm. build our world. You know, what we eat to, like, even clothing, you know, it's all made on the machines.
And yes.
Half of it has now smart, whatever, technology yes. embedded into it.
Yep.
What we travel in, how we communicate, it's all related somehow yep. to electronics.
Yep.
And
yep.
all electronics, for the most part,
yep.
has PCB associated with it.
Yep.
And, you know, we help design those boards.
Yeah.
And you've seen some of the crazy boards that people design.
It's crazy.
Amazing.
It's amazing. And I always, when I used to sell, you know, custom hardware, I always said that I got to go to the best field trips in the world. That was my favorite part of the job, is basically seeing those stories, engineering stories, live, you know, week after week of my job, because I have a curious mind like you do, and I just love that, to see what they're doing. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah.
I also think, to kind of piggyback on what you said, I also think I see this as sort of an extension of the spirit that we try to engender in Altium Live, which is learn, connect, get inspired. And to me, this is part of connecting and getting inspired, because I think engineers feed off each other, right? And they get inspired by the work of other engineers, but they don't always have access to the work of other engineers, right? And so my hope, and I'm positive it will happen, is people will see these stories and come up with a bright idea, right? And hopefully maybe connect with each other.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you know what the funny is, just to the funny story, just to connect to what you were saying, connect. Plain words. I was over at, when we were filming Joe Grand, the hacker course,
yeah.
we actually showed one of our Altium stories. It was the Piano Arc Altium story to kind of this hacking class, right?
Yes.
And Joe paused the video, like, and the part where the PCB board was shown, and
yes.
said, "Now, you guys, we just talked about how, you know, you would hack in to this hardware, this PCB, this is where you hook in your, you know, whatever, blah, 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 hacker language." And, I had to request, please don't hack Lady Gaga's piano. but, you know, it's funny, because even other engineers who have been featured on other stories look at other customer stories and learn something.
Totally.
So learn, connect,
yes.
inspire is definitely.
And it happens organically when we get together once a year at our event.
Yes.
And you can feel that energy. You can. I mean, you've been.
Altium Live is amazing.
And so you can feel that energy of them connecting, get inspired from each other. But you're limited by resources and time to do that once a year.
Yeah.
Where I feel like putting this out in a digital format and it being available to the world, really,
mm-hmm.
I think sort of creates that, you know, it's not as good as being live, but it, like in Joe's class, right, where it's like, pause, let's look at this,
yeah.
right? It inspires.
Transcends space and time.
Yeah, yeah, right.
yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yeah, it's more scalable is what it is, as more people can see it. I love what you said, too, about kids, because I always said that, you know, I grew up, my mom was an artist, my dad was a salesman, and.
Oh, that explains it, no.
but I think. Especially because my mom, I'm a pretty right brain person. And so never did I imagine, like, if someone told me I'd grow up and be in the circuit board industry, I'd be like, no, never. But until you get exposed to it, right? And as soon as I got exposed to it, you know, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the variety. I was never, ever bored.
Mm-hmm.
It was just always changing. But I don't think kids, you know, get the opportunity for that exposure. So I hadn't thought of that, but I love the idea of sharing this with your kids, because it gives them that exposure that they wouldn't otherwise have.
Yeah.
Like you read books, right? You had exposure. I did too. I read tons of science fiction as a kid. And so that exposure.
Yeah, kids don't read anymore.
Girls, kids don't read anymore.
They read off their smartphones.
Well, they watch videos, and that's
they watch
why,
videos.
You know.
Yeah. It's the modern storytelling, right? So, anyways, I love that aspect of it. So, also for our audience, I interviewed Masha for our February newsletter to sort of kick off the launch of All Team Stories publicly, as well as this podcast. So if you go to resources.allteam.com or look in your inbox, I think February 12th, that comes out, and it'll probably just hit your inbox, or you can go subscribe at resources.allteam.com, read more about it, and there'll also be links to the YouTube channel where you can go watch some of those, share them with your friends and family or your kids or whatever, and hope you enjoy that. Well, Masha, I love what you're doing.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here and to be working with you. Altium, by far. So I've worked at a number of competitor software companies and other simulation type of engineering software companies, and I've never seen, you know, a team so involved in really building a community. So it's so exciting to be here and to be working with you guys. And with our customers. It's really, really cool things we're doing.
I feel the same exact way. So thank you so much for joining us, Masha. And thank you to our audience for joining us today. We hope you've learned a lot and hope you enjoy connecting with those Altium stories. Remember to connect with Masha if you've got a good story at masha.petrova.com or
Masha.petrova@altium.com.
And thanks for joining us today. We look forward to being with you next time. Please remember to like, subscribe, and comment, and let us know what you want to learn about. We will see you next time. Until then, remember to always stay on track.